Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. It's great to be back with you. Yesterday, of course, we had the Big Ten tournament that took place. Penn State season over. And right now, Michigan and the Ice Fishermen going head-to-head in a tractor pull in Chicago.
The Ice Fishermen?
That's what Dick and I refer to them as.
Nice. In the tractor pull?
There's 26 points total in this freaking game. Come on. There's 26 points.
Where are they at in the game, though?
4 minutes left and a half.
All right, that's bad.
That's a tractor pull.
What, are they both shooting about 10%?
Bo Ryan. Right? I want to preface this by saying, Bo Ryan is great for Wisconsin basketball. You can't ask any more of what Bo has done for Wisconsin basketball than what he has done. He has a system that works incredibly well for Wisconsin basketball. He has been, in fact, he has never once had to play a team on Thursday in tournament. One time. He's had a first round bye every year of the tournament. So what Bo has done is brilliant for his program. Bo is bad for basketball. I mean, the overall sport. He is perfect for Wisconsin. He is a great coach. He has a system that works for him and a way of doing things that works for him. And he finds players that do what he needs. But the system and the whole thing is bad for the game.
Well, I was just joking. Wisconsin really is shooting 17% from the field.
They always do.
Wow.
There's been 20 points in this game. They're at the under four. It's 18 to 10. Okay? It's 18 to 10. They have scored 10 points. In 16 minutes and 35 seconds.
Well, Michigan's not lighting things up either with only 36%.
That's my point. My point is they've scored 28 points total.
What does Hardaway Jr. have? He's got 4 points right now.
No. Hardaway Jr.'s hurt.
Oh, okay. Well, that would explain that.
He went to the bucket. He went to the bucket, he took a shot, and he landed on Mike Brusewitz's foot, and he yanked his ankle.
Ooh,
he's in the locker room right now. Okay.
Boy, I tell you what, though, in yesterday's game, DJ did about everything you could ask him to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
What do you have, 20?
22, I think.
20, that's yeah. Just... That's unreal.
Which is fine. I mean, yeah, he played hard. I mean, he
listen to you. That's fine. That's fine? That's fine.
Look.
I'm sorry. I'm impressed with 22.
Well, he took, how many did he take? 20, what did he take? 21, 22, 23 shots? Well, I've got that stupid box score right here. Let me look it up. Let's see here. What'd he take? He took 22 shots to get 20 points. Okay? That's okay.
I don't know. I look at it from, I mean, I understand what you're saying. You're looking at it from the, you know, percentage standpoint. I look at it from the fact that he had 22 points.
I'm looking at it from efficiency.
Right. No, I get it.
Okay? I need to have a guy out there that's, he's forced to take those shots. He is not going to be forced to take those shots next year.
Okay? That's true.
He was forced to take 22 shots in the game. He scored 20 points. Okay? 20 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. He had 4 turnovers. I mean, he did fine. I mean, and not only that, he took them within what he's supposed to do. He only took 1-3. Threes aren't his game. Now, next year, you're going to have Graham Woodward. You're going to have Tim Frazier. You're going to have John Johnson. You're going to have Geno Thorpe. You know, Brandon Taylor is going to be a year older, stronger. And Jermaine's back, Jermaine Marshall. He will not have to do this next year. He won't have to play this way next year. He won't have to play out of position next year. But 20 points on 22 shots does not light me up. You want to light me up? In terms of, like, I'm watching a basketball game and I'm really thrilled about someone's statistical performance? All right. 15 points on 10 shots.
That's efficient.
It's 1.5 points a shot. You know what happens when you get 1.5 points a shot?
You probably win a few games.
You win a you get a ton of money. Okay? In the pros.
Okay. You're looking at the dollars and cents.
That is the gold standard. That means that you are, you know, one of the keys is you play within the framework of a team game. Now, DJ did. He does. But when you see guys out there, Kevin, getting 28 points, and you're like, wow, it's like 32 shots. No.
Well, I mean, I have to admit, I heard the number you mentioned in the post game, and that's what I went by.
Mm-hmm. But he was good. I mean, he was good. Sasha was good. Jermaine could have, you know, Jermaine actually had 7 assists, no turnovers in the game. Great. Didn't shoot the ball very well. Well,
by the way, about 2 minutes to go, still 18-10.
I know. This is the way they play. Wow. They're the ice fishermen.
I understand that now.
You sit there and you wait for them to finally, where the ice, it thaws just enough for it to crack and have them fall through.
I laughed at it at first, but I get it now. I mean, that's like watching paint dry.
I mean,
actually, that's better. Paint drying is better.
How deep is the Big Ten?
Pretty darn deep, but okay. When half of them were in the top 25.
Okay. Michigan's ranked 6th in the country. 6th in America. They're the 5th seed in this tournament.
Right now they're playing like the 85th seed with 18 points.
But this is what Wisconsin does.
Wisconsin now shooting 4 of 26.
Well, this is why I wanted Wisconsin as the matchup for Penn State.
Oh, I can see that.
This is why when that ball rolled off the rim the other day, you know, that's the matchup I wanted.
I mean, I'm looking at the missed shots. Right now they've missed 1 from the foul line, 2 from in the paint, and 1 underneath the basket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Michigan has done just about the same thing. These are not free throws. These are missed shots, period. Wow.
And you have to remember, Michigan is a lousy defensive basketball team. Okay? Wisconsin's a really good defensive basketball team. Michigan is not. Michigan's whole game is, I need to get to 75 points before you do. All right? That's Michigan's game.
I mean,
I must get to 75 points before you do.
They may need 3 more games to get to 75, period, the way this is going.
Well, this time of the year. But again, now it goes back to something else I want to talk about. When you are filling out the brackets, and this is if you have knowledge of such things, which teams have the ability to play at 2 different speeds?
You mean depending on who they're matched up against?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Michigan yesterday could play fast because Penn State's going to play fast. Penn State is not a very good slow-down basketball team. So Penn State plays at a tempo, and they don't dumb the game down. All right, well, Michigan goes up and down the floor, and, of course, they played, I thought, 2 3/4 really good games against one another. The final quarter of yesterday's game was not. All right. But then you're going to get into a game like this, okay, where 2 tractors are hooked up and going opposite directions, and you have to sit there and watch the little rag go as to which one crosses the line first.
Hang on. Wisconsin on a 4-0 run to get back in it.
Just brutal to watch. Was I mean, I said to Matt LaPay, I said, I don't know what they're paying. I said, but it can't be enough.
18-14 with 40 ticks left.
See, they're right back in it.
Well,
they, Indiana's only won today, by the way. So they're already safely into the semifinals tomorrow. And they'll get the winner of this game.
But here's I thought, an interesting stat in this game, too. Michigan 0 for 4 from the foul line right now. 0 for 3 from the arc, where Wisconsin is 1 for 12 from the arc and 5 for 6 from the line. I mean, at this point, a third of their baskets have come from the line.
Yeah.
A third of their points, rather, have come from the line.
But, again, Wisconsin helps the Big Ten because they win enough and they get into the tournament. So they make the conference money with the units they acquire in the tournament. And they win. I mean, like I said, Bo wins. But I mean, if I'm the Big Ten, I don't want them on in prime time.
No.
Because people are gonna think every game is like this. It can't be. All right, let's take a break. Because watching Wisconsin shoot and miss is exhausting to watch.
It sounds like you've already taken a break from watching the game. Oh, man. I understand that now. Now I understand the comment that you said when the show started about watching. How was it? What do you guys refer to it as? The ice?
We were calling them the ice fishermen.
The ice fishermen, yeah. I understand
First of all,
that now.
They're from Wisconsin.
I get that.
There are two lakes on each side.
Right.
And you just sit there and wait for the ice to thaw and crack and say bye-bye. 20-17. Meanwhile, Butler has 90 seconds to go in the first half. They lead 65-32. Now, that's the game Dick's at. He's at Barclays right now watching that game. Well, that's what he's watching. We're going to update everybody in the tournament scoreboard in a moment. First, this break on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Ready for a quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, get them before they go to auction at Sunbury Motors. Go to sunburymotors.com and click on pre-auction blowout. With so many great deals in bloom, you'll be thinking spring. Like a 2004 Volvo XC40 four-door twin turbo with four-wheel drive. Lowest price promise, $9,994. A 2006 BMW X3 four-door four-wheel drive, $14,299. 2008 Ford Escape four-wheel drive V6 limited, only $15,988. 2012 Hyundai Elantra four-door sedan GLS, just $15,943. A 2012 Hyundai Veloster three-door coupe with black interior. Call for a price, 888-536-8017. All come with a Carfax report and our lowest price promise. Pre-auction blowout 24/7 at sunburymotors.com, at the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at our dealership, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sunbury Motors, a tradition of trust since 1915.
It's not a pot of gold, but Brewers Outlet has unbelievable prices on Guinness. Big Nitro Black Cans, just $35.99. Guinness Stout, $29.95. Harp, $25.99. And wow, Guinness Black, only $25.99. The Irish Lock has Killian's for $17.97. St. Paddy's deals don't get better than this, so don't forget Guinness for only $25.99. And Killian's, $17.97 a case. Only at the area's beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Everybody up to date. Cody Zeller at 24 points today to lead Indiana past Illinois 80-64. Game was tight for a long time. Indiana pulled away down the stretch. They go to tomorrow's semifinal on CBS, where they'll face the winner of Michigan and Wisconsin. That game mercifully has gone to halftime, where Michigan leads 20-17. Glenn Robinson III has 6 points. Trayvon Jackson leads all scorers with 7 and has currently been named the player of the game. Tonight, Nebraska plays Ohio State. Expect Ohio State to win that by a minimum 15. Michigan State plays Iowa tonight in the nightcap, the last game of the day. That's interesting. Iowa is in Joe Lunardi's first four out. So that's the first four out. That's where Iowa is right now. Even though they're 21-11 and went 9-9 in the conference, they might not make it. I put them in before I put Minnesota in. But Minnesota has played the number one schedule in the country. And because of that, they're in great shape. Atlantic 10, let's go to the Barclays Center now. Get everybody up to date on that. Earlier today, St. Louis pounded the daylights out of Charlotte 72-55. And going on right now, the game Dick's at right now, it's at the half. And Butler leads LaSalle 37-35 at this point. And UMass plays Temple tonight at 9, St. Joe's against VCU at 6:30. Give Shaka Smart a lot of credit. He changes a lot of things up as he goes about his business. His presses are different. ACC tournament looks like this. NC State leads Virginia 30-21. Now, they're 23-9, but you know what? They lost 3 games without their point guard, Lorenzo Brown. NC State's an interesting team to watch. Miami of Florida finally pulled away from BC. They were tied at 57. They finally won at 69-58. Maryland plays Duke tonight. Florida State against North Carolina tonight as well. Big 12 tournament. Joe Lunardi has projected Bucknell is a 13 to be playing Kansas State. Okay. Well, Kansas State's playing Oklahoma State. That is coming up tonight at 10 in one semifinal. The other semifinal has Iowa State against Kansas. Of course, Kansas State and Kansas tied for the championship in the regular season in the Big 12. Big East, both games are tonight. Georgetown against Syracuse. Notre Dame against Louisville. Louisville is starting to play a special brand of basketball. They are really getting it going right now.
I'm just excited to see those lime green unis.
Okay, we all have our reasons to watch the game. And Conference USA, it's Texas El Paso against Southern Mississippi. Memphis, which is the favorite, against Tulsa. A lot of people need Memphis to win to keep their hopes alive. Let's see. I want to get to Mountain West is another really good one. That's another really good tournament. It's another Vegas one taking place. Let's see. No, no, I want to go down to Mountain West. I don't want to go there. Let's see. Mountain West, New Mexico. New Mexico's really good, but down the stretch, they lost a game down the stretch that really surprised me. They lost by 1. And they've got San Diego State tonight. That should be a heck of a game. That is going to be a heck of a game coming up tonight. So you're into the uniforms, huh?
Which one is worse, Cincy or Notre Dame? That's the real question in the tournament. I get excited when the big dance starts.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, here we go. Rolling on for a Friday brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Look, tournament basketball, stock up. Sunday night, we find out where Bucknell's going.
And we should mention that there's going to be a big event at the Campus Theater in Lewisburg that you're able to join. Opens at 5:30. You can watch the seatings with the team and a whole lot of other fans. So it should be very interesting. Again, that's at the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg. Lots of fun.
We'll find out exactly where it's a totally different feeling when you know you're in. Oh, I mean, when you're sitting there and you know you're in versus that feeling of, okay, really, really?
Come on, it's going to be this one. It's going to be this one. I know it'll be this one.
I mean, 91 and 96, I knew Penn State was in. 91, they had an automatic bid. And 96, I mean, you know, you're ranked in the top 20 in the country. You get as high as eighth in the country. I mean, you're going to make it. 2001, I mean, I was really confident they were in, really confident. All of a sudden, like, bracket after bracket comes up, and you're like, what the hell am I watching here? And finally, the fourth to last, I mean, I'm talking like, they had already, at this point, there was a 65-team field. They've already named 61 schools. Okay. And you're like, there's only four slots left.
When's my turn?
Yeah. And it was came out, and then Penn State came up as a 7. The 7-10 game with Providence and Princeton with the other part against North Carolina. Then 2 years ago, I felt really good they were in. You know, I get to the Big Ten tournament championship game, the whole thing. Yeah, but this time they ended up being a 10. So the 10-7 matchup. Now Bucknell knows they're in. It's really cool. We've gone to Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in summer. You know what? I think I'm going to make a run to Brewers Outlet. I'd like to stock up, put my feet up this weekend, enjoy the snacks, beverages, and also sample the pickle bar. Where's Buhner?
I don't know. Maybe he's at the pickle bar.
Buhner's a sports fan.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf.
You're insinuating I'm not a sports fan? Give me a break. You're the one that sucks the fun out of sports. Not me. I look at it like everybody does. You look at it from the inside. It's no fun from the inside.
Florida beat LSU today, 80 to 58. They advance. Florida has not won a single game this season under 5 points or less. You realize that?
That's not right.
You wouldn't. You know, you're just like, what color are their uniforms? Must game for Tennessee, Alabama. This is a playoff game here. Loser of this game is not in the tournament. Winners might still be in. Tonight, Vanderbilt, Kentucky, Missouri, Ole Miss. I suck the life out.
All right, give me one game tonight besides the one you just mentioned. Give me one game tonight that I need to watch and why.
Georgetown, Syracuse, rivalry game.
Okay, I agree with that. I would watch that. I would absolutely watch that.
I'd watch either Big East game. Ohio State, Nebraska, I don't think will be a great game. I think Iowa, Michigan State has a chance to be a really good game. Kentucky playing tonight should be a really good game.
Like, I would lean toward Duke, Maryland, but I don't know if it's going to be that great of a game.
I mean, not in Greensboro.
I mean, if I looked at just the games that are on tonight, that's the one that would stand out to me right away, but I just don't think it'll be a good game. I agree, though. I would definitely want to see Syracuse, Georgetown.
I mean, I think I would watch that.
And Arizona, UCLA, if I can stay up late enough to watch that.
No, I'll be up late enough to watch that. I'm fine. That's all good. Arizona plays. That's actually the first game tonight at 9, so you're good. Utah, Oregon's the second game.
Yeah, there's no way that I'm going to be able to watch K-State and Oklahoma State.
Oregon will beat Utah by probably 10 to 15.
Oregon over Utah by 10 to 15. All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, what happens is this. You see really interesting games on this day of the tournament among the mega conferences. Why? Because the teams that won the day before, when you had the bye, have momentum.
That's true. That's very true.
Now, it evens up when you get to the semifinals. Both teams have momentum. Now it just becomes a question of talent. Duke, Maryland, 7 o'clock tonight. Florida State, North Carolina will be at 9.
Okay, here's two games at 9. Which one do I want to watch? Leave the uniforms out of it. Arizona, UCLA, Louisville, Notre Dame.
Louisville, Notre Dame. You want to watch Louisville play basketball.
That's what I thought, but I wanted to get your opinion.
You want to watch Louisville play basketball. I mean, it's great, too, because you're going to have a Big East team and three ACC teams playing tonight in the Big East tournament.
Yeah, I was thinking about that as I was looking at tonight's games when you were talking about it.
The opening round, Notre Dame beat Rutgers. You're like, okay, so an ACC team beat a Big Ten team.
Beat a Big Ten,
in the Big East tournament.
Yep.
In the Big East tournament.
When you were reading off the games of the night and the games had already been played, I was thinking about that. I'm like, well, they're not going to be in next year. They'll be out next year.
Right. That's why I'm telling you the three conferences that absolutely survive are the Pac-12, the Big Ten, and the SEC. Right? It's very much like living in the United States. Okay? We have an immigration problem in this country, correct?
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yes. Notice how nobody leaves.
That's a good point.
I mean, we complain left and right, I don't like this, I don't like that. Nobody goes. Nobody leaves. Okay, well, that's the Big Ten, Pac-12, and SEC. Notice what happens with them. Nobody leaves. I'm not kidding.
No, I understand. You're right. I'm just nobody laughing because leaves. Your analogy is perfect.
Who has left the SEC, the Pac-12, and the Big Ten? Nobody. How many Americans cross the southern border to permanently leave? You may accidentally permanently leave because we cross the border and do something stupid, but nobody consciously says, you know, I think I'm going to move to Cozumel and never come back. Okay, good for you.
Oh, breaking news. One more basket, and Michigan, Wisconsin will have scored 50 points.
Oh, there must be, what, 3 minutes left? 24-24 is what I've got here. Ice fishermen have rallied.
That's correct. 24-24.
Butler leads LaSalle 41-38. Tennessee, Bama 15-10. NC State leads Virginia 41-25. Jackson State in the SWAC semifinal leads UAM 3 only early. I wouldn't say that about Wisconsin, but I would say that about the SWAC game.
Oh, we've hit 50 now.
Texas, El Paso, Southern Mississippi at 4. Bethune-Cookman, Morgan State at 6. That's in the MEAC. Southeast Louisiana, Stephen F. Austin at 6 as well. Dave in Sunbury enlightens us.
Well, how you doing, Steve?
Dave, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. How are you?
Okay. Well, when I listened to the game, I was watching some of it yesterday. With the last 12 minutes of the game, just basically, they just shot the rock. That's, you know, the only way to say it.
Well, I mean, this happens when you know, the one thing you worry about, Dick and I could Trey Burke look in his eye of, you know what, the hell with this. I'm taking the game over. Well, he could take the game over. You know, when I talk about playing at two different speeds, he is the best guard I've seen in the last 10 years that can change direction and speed at a moment's notice. He can slow it down, then kick it back into a gear, and he can all do it in the same dribble. And he has a really pure shot. And, of course, the crusher is. I mean, and let's face it, it is a crusher, okay?
Yeah.
Is that he committed to Penn State?
Well, yeah. What happened?
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
What happened was that Ed got all messed, you know, in terms of, like, getting contract extensions and so forth. That wasn't getting him timely enough. And then Burke got a little bit better, a little more notice, and then put himself back in the open market, and then Michigan jumped right in.
Well, I still keep rooting for the team, and, you know, we'll go from there and just say, hey.
Oh, no. No, no, no. It's about to start. Patrick Chambers and I exchanged text messages this morning. Look, the bottom line is this, Dave. The roster needs to turn over.
Yeah.
And the roster is about to turn over. There'll be six new players on this team next year. Tim Frazier's back, so I count him as one of the six. John Johnson, the transfer who can really shoot it from Pitt, will be eligible the first day after finals are over in the fall.
Yeah.
Okay? Graham Woodward is second in the state of Minnesota in scoring. Geno Thorpe is second in the state of Pennsylvania in scoring. Now, Peyton Banks has been hurt, the 6'6 power forwards. He's been, you know, had some ups and downs because he's been banged up a little bit this year. But Julian Moore is a shot blocker and rebounder out of the Philadelphia area that they like very much. The roster is turning over. Well, now you can put, if you wish, a Ross Travis on the floor with Newbill, with Marshall, with Frazier, with Johnson, or then bring in Woodward, or then bring in Thorpe. All right. I mean, suddenly the versatility in the lineup and the depth in the lineup with Brandon Taylor, where now you're not going to have an Ironman. I mean, DJ Newbill's legs were shot the last 10 minutes yesterday. I mean, you can tell when you see shots are short, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay. That's because they have no jump left in their legs. They can't elevate enough to snap off the shot. DJ's legs were gone the last 10 minutes of yesterday's game. That won't even be remotely an issue next year, because I think only Frazier's going to play more than 30 minutes a game. You're going to have a very fresh team that if they want to press and get after you, they can press and get after you, because it's going to be no issue. There's not going to be a lot. You're not going to see Patrick Chambers next year do a lot of, gee, he's got two fouls, there's 8 minutes left in the first half, so I'm going to go offense, defense, offense, defense, offense, defense. He had to because he had no depth. Next year he's going to have depth because of the turnover in the roster.
Well, the only other thing, Steve and Kevin, is about that I'd be having a party and stuff about Fitzpatrick leaving Buffalo.
Oh, Kevin
right,
said
right,
that.
Right. I said you'd be happy about that.
Well, when you're throwing more interceptions than touchdowns, it's kind of hard to root for somebody doing that.
I understand.
You know.
I get you. I
Well, and then you ask him to kindly redo his contract, and he said no. I thought, you're an idiot. When you're throwing more interceptions than touchdowns, and you won't think about redoing it.
It was not the best career move.
So, now he's out there whistling in the breeze, basically.
He's a Harvard graduate, for God's sakes. You guys both know he's set for life, don't you?
Yeah, well.
Okay, yeah, he really does. Do you think he needs football?
I understand that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all I've heard is three different people, the pundits are saying, that A, the Syracuse kid, because the guy that coached him, okay? But I'm looking at, to be honest, either the guy from Miami of Ohio, and I know not many people are looking at him, or I don't know, Barkley or
Barkley's interesting.
Or the guy from Florida State.
Yeah, E.J. Manuel.
That's who I got.
Manuel, by the way, has combined out well, and a lot of people feel that he did really well at the All-Star Games. So they give him credit.
And his completion ratio is somewhere between 65 and 70. So,
yeah.
You know, it's been consistent through his whole career. You know, so I'll hang up.
Right. Okay.
I'll hang up and listen and see what you guys else talk about.
Okay, we'll come back with more. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It's tournament weekend. Real sports fans love tournament weekend, and they love Brewers Outlet. Here on News 70. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Beverage Supermarket. Oh, boy. Snacks, pickle bar, beverages. Real tournament basketball fans turn to Brewers Outlet. Others hightail it out of town. All right.
Hey, just because the place I'm going next week, their tournament's already done.
What are you doing this weekend?
I'm headed down to Coastal Carolina.
Hightailing it out of town. That's my point.
I'm headed to Coastal Carolina.
Sure you are.
Gonna go see the Fighting Chickens.
Season's over. It's like the eighth vacation you've taken since.
Oh, it is not the eighth vacation I've taken. It's the third since we started this show.
And I have taken how many?
Every day is a vacation for you.
Just an approximate number.
Well, you've taken time, but I wouldn't necessarily say vacation. But then again, you get to all these nice places all through the football, basketball, and then somewhat during the baseball season. So, you know, there's some trips involved.
No question. A lot of people love going to Batavia in July.
I said somewhat baseball, all right? I thought your trip to Iowa looking out over the frozen river was entertaining. I mean, not all of us get a chance to make that trip.
Oh, boy.
Just think, if you were an announcer in the SEC, you'd have all the warm spots to go to.
All these people, let's go to the ACC. You know, every once in a while, I'm sitting up there in Wisconsin going, I don't know, maybe the ACC isn't that bad.
Maybe there's something to this.
Something to it. I actually talked a little bit with Jim Delaney yesterday. And, this league's a gold mine. It's a gold mine.
Did he confirm or deny the rumors of North Carolina?
You had to be smart enough as to when to bring up certain things.
That was a politically correct answer.
There's no need to bring it up.
I understand.
Because he's not going to answer it.
Okay. Well, I just thought it. I'm just asking.
No need to bring it up. It was also a casual conversation. How you been? How you doing? Hey, you know, a little bit about whatever, what I'm doing, what they're doing, you know, whatever. Okay?
Okay, so it wasn't an official discussion.
No.
It was two friends stopping by and catching up.
No, acquaintances. Acquaintances.
Okay, all right, let's go with acquaintances then, catching up. All right, I get it.
You know, but he is certainly one of the most powerful two men in sports, if not the most powerful. I mean, the other one, I put it, would be Mike Slive of the SEC and Scott from the Pac-12. You notice when I mentioned power in sports, there was a certain name I left out. Because I don't think he may have enjoyed having power of the moment, but I don't consider him all that powerful. Even though in a moment he certainly seemed to be intoxicated by it.
Yeah.
See, it's one of the important things about power, knowing how to use it, when to use it, and not swaggering about it.